الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كذلك نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Brothers, I'm a little bit deaf. If I'm too loud, you must just tell me. All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, and nourisher. Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Allah, who is the Lord and the King and the owner of the day of Qiyamah. Allah alone do we worship, and from Allah alone do we seek help. O Allah, save us from the evil of our souls and the evil consequences of our actions. For verily, whomsoever Allah guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever Allah misleads, none can guide. We send salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, and those that will follow them to the day of Qiyamah. Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this great ni'mah and bounty of iman. This is a ni'mah and bounty that if a person values it and practices upon the dictates of it, then this person will be successful. And if a person does not value it, does not cherish it, and goes against the dictates of this iman, then this person will be unsuccessful. If a person has this iman and he passes away with the correct iman, then he will be eternally successful. And if a person has this iman and it is not correct, and there are aspects in it that are not accepted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when that person passes away, then he would be eternally unsuccessful. And the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam have come into this ummah to bring the ummah closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for them to get the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to establish this iman as a ruling system throughout the world. A lot of effort was made by the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam and by the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, so that we can establish this as a ruling system for eternity. Islam has its own system. This is something that we need to understand. Islam has its own set of politics. We use the word politics because that's what we use now, but of governance. Islam has a system of appointing a leader of his council, and to establish this and to establish the word of Allah, لِأَعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ, so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be supreme, there were great sacrifices that were made. The Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they traversed continents, they crossed lakes, they swam across seas, and they went to make the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supreme throughout the world, and to make the people recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sacrifices that they made is something that inspires us till today. And when we hear the incidents and we hear the stories, then this is something that inspires us. And hearing the stories and the incidents of the Sahaba and of the pious predecessors, it gives us courage. It strengthens our iman. And it makes us realize that if a time comes that we have to give the sacrifice and we have to give this mujahada that is needed, and we have to give our lives for the part of Allah, then it gives us the courage to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that one of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the incidents of the anbiya of the past. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the incidents and the stories of the anbiya of the past. Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, Sayyidina Hud and Sayyidina Lut and Sayyidina Ibrahim, Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. The incidents were mentioned in the Quran. Why? كَذَلِكَ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُولِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. One of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in this verse that, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we mentioned the incidents of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam that have come before you. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So that your heart can become firm on the commands of Allah, you can gain courage. And this is more for us than for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today, in the short time that I have, I would like to mention jihad in pre-1947 Palestine. In 1948, the state of Israel was created. Now before that, what was happening there, bhai? We know of the Nakba and the great catastrophe that they talk about in 1948. And the great sacrifices that were made after 1948. But before 1948, was there a group of people there that rose up against the oppression? Were there people there that stood up for what is their right? Were there people there that stood up لِعْلَاءِ كَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ so the word of Allah can become supreme? Were there people there colonialism? Were there people there that made jihad? Or it was just all one way, smooth sailing for the colonialists and for the oppressors? And why are we mentioning this? So that we can get courage. And that we can understand that if there is a time that there is sacrifice needed from us, we will also give that sacrifice. And it's a very, very vast topic. I will just give a few highlights and give a few examples, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. We can read it ourselves, inshallah. In 1917, the Balfour Declaration. Was a Balfour Declaration, and this person by the name of Arthur Balfour, he wrote a letter to the Rothschild, who was in the government at that time, and told him that we will support the Zionist, my words, plan for a land for the Jews in Palestine. And on the 11th of December 1917, Allenby, who was the commander of the Allied forces, he came outside the gates of Jerusalem and the Jaffa gate, and he famously declared, this is the end of the Crusades now. Now at that time, what were the Muslims doing, brothers in Islam? What were they doing? That is the question. They were doing many things. There was a great fervor of jihad. There was a great fervor to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand the context. For 400 years prior to that, this place was cocooned. It was sheltered. It was safe by the establishment of the Usmani Khilafah. It was under the mandate of the Khilafah. The Khilafah provided the security that it needed. It provided the soldiers that it needed. It provided the security that it needed. Now the collapse of the Khilafah. You know, we can't understand the collapse of the Khilafah. I met a person in the Fatih Masjid, one of the imams there, and they call him Hamdars. He was a Sati of Erdogan. And he tells me, Molana, my father used to tell me, he was elderly when I met him at that time. I met him with Sheikh Amin Siraj. And he told me, Molana, you can't understand the effect it had on the Ummah when the Khilafah collapsed. He said there were great ulama and scholars. He said, my father seen this, that when the announcement was made that the Khilafah is abolished, they lost their minds. They became mental. They went mad because they understood the value of this. Can you understand the Palestinian situation that for 400 years they were sheltered and they were protected under the Khilafah? Now the Khilafah is broken up. What should they do? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the ages has created people and has created men that stand up and they say, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. At that time also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in the ummah such people that brought about the awareness amongst the Palestinian people that this is the time for us to stand up and resist this occupation and oppression. One of them was Sheikh Amin al-Husayni, rahimahullah. His family was a family of prestige, and he was the Grand Mufti of Al-Aqsa. Subhanallah. He organized in his own way uprisings against this British mandate. This is 1917, in that letter he established the British mandate a few years after that. And this British mandate was designed, we must understand this, the British mandate was designed to empower the Zionists to create the land there and to create the system that they can have so that the Jews can come in there. It wasn't this day it's supposed to be outwardly for let them make a decision on their own future going forward, but it wasn't like that. They created the Jewish agency. This Jewish agency actually ran Palestine under the British mandate. And on the other side, in name, they gave the Palestinians an organization, but it was toothless. And they had no rights and they had no say. So this Jewish mandate and this Jewish agency, it prepared paramilitary troops to overpower the Palestinians when the separation or when the creation of Israel was going to happen. The land policies that were adopted in the British mandate, that also was oppressive. If you look at the numbers, in 1918 there were approximately 55,000 Jews in Israel. By 1929 there was already approximately 139,000 Jews. And in the year 1936 alone, 62,000 Jews migrated to Palestine. So this whole British mandate was created so that the Jews can get their land, the so-called land that they call. But at that time people stood up, and one of the people that stood up was Sheikh Amin al-Husayni, rahimahullah. He inspired the Nabi Musa uprising. This was a celebration that used to take place in Palestine amongst the Muslims to celebrate the death or the birth of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. We're not talking about whether that's permissible or not. But at that time, the Jews attacked these Muslims. And at that time, Sheikh Amin al-Husayni issued a fatwa of jihad, and the Muslims retaliated. And they retaliated in such a manner that the Jews had to put their tails between their legs and run away. At that time, the British police that were there, they came into force and they suppressed the Muslim uprising. There's a very nice book, brothers must read a little bit, inshallah, Allah give me also the tawfiq. The link between the British and the Irish police in the British Mandate of Palestine. A very nice book to read, written by a white fellow. But it gives you a perspective of what happened there. Then there was the Jaffa uprisings. Then there was the Wailing Gate, the Burak Gate uprisings that we call. And this happened in 1929. So in this whole time, there was a fervor that was established amongst the people to say that we have to stand up and fight this oppression. And the leader of that was Sheikh Amin al-Husayni. Another famous person that we know about is Sheikh Izzuddin al-Qassam, rahimahullah. Sheikh Izzuddin al-Qassam, who has now become well known amongst the Muslims through the Qassam brigades of the Hamas, he was also a very amazing person. He came to Palestine in 1920 after fighting the French in Syria, and they had put a thing on his head to say that he must be hanged. So he came to Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, and there he told the people that the only way that you can fight this occupation is through jihad. And he established the jihad in Al-Aqsa and in Palestine. He had a very, very great soldier, or a mujahid if you want to call him, who was he's known as Sheikh al-Shuhada. His name was Sheikh Farhan Saadi, rahimahullah. This book I mentioned before, this person mentions that the Sheikh Farhan Saadi, how he was martyred. In 1935, if you look at Sheikh Izzuddin al-Qassam, in 1935, he was made shaheed. in the group that was fighting with Sheikh Izzuddin Al-Qassam rahimahullah at that time was Sheikh Farhan Saadi. Sheikh Farhan Saadi rahimahullah at that time was 80 years old. Brothers, I am not even close to that. If you look at me now, you say, Maulana Sahib, you're close to the Qabristan already. He was 80 years old. And he was fighting with Sheikh Izzuddin Qassam against the British forces and against the Jews. When Sheikh Izzuddin Al-Qassam became Shaheed, then he gathered the people around him. And in 1936, he attacked the Jews again. And this was the spark for the 1936-1939 jihad. They caught the Sheikh Farhan Saadi rahimahullah and they martyred him. And that story is very, very amazing. Sheikh Farhan Saadi, they brought him now into what we call the military courts. This military court is an old ruse of theirs that they use from long time. So they brought him into this military court and they said, Sheikh Farhan, what do you have to say? An 80-year-old man. It is written by this British person or Irish person that wrote this book. He said it was the month of Ramadan. And Sheikh Farhan was fasting. And they brought him to this military court. And it was... So they gave him a lawyer also. The lawyer told him, Farhan, speak, I will defend you. He did not say a word. And he kept silent in this two-hour trial. And after 2 hours, the judge made the decision that he must be hanged. In the month of Ramadan, in the condition of fasting, without saying anything, he stood up there and this British person rise that I haven't seen a person go to the gallows with such pride and such determination like Sheikh Farhan. Rahimahullah. These are the people that we aspire to follow. And these are the things that we... There was Sheikh Yusuf Abu Durra, rahimahullah. Sheikh Yusuf Abu Durra, they also caught him. But he had established Sharia courts in Al-Aqsa at the time of the British mandates by chasing them out of Al-Aqsa. Respected elders and friends, who and who can we talk about? We can talk about the 1937, 1936 to 1939 jihad. We can talk about Sheikh Abdul Qadir Husseini. We can talk of Jamal Husseini. We can talk about different people. The idea is that these names should become common to us and we should be inspired by these things. And the other thing is that we should teach our children with regards to Palestine, with regards to Masjid al-Aqsa. It is not in the news now, but it should be in our minds and in our conscience. Masjid al-Aqsa, Ula al-Qiblatayn, the first of the Qiblas. Masjid al-Aqsa, Thani al-Masjidain, it was the second masjid that was built on the earth. Masjid al-Aqsa, Thalith al-Haramain, it is the third haram. Respected elders and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give me a little bit, what we call some josh, brothers and sisters. Let us not be too much like Satyagraha, Gandhi. But a Muslim, he has passion and he has compassion. He has to have that fire in his belly. Then only when people look at you, they say, you know what, this fellow, let's not take a chance. Let us work according to the Sharia. Let us work according to the laws that have been set out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we are not only roses, brothers in Islam. We are guns and we are roses. This is the history that we have. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah, of carrying on this history. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Say Jazakumullah, Ahsan al-Jazah to Maulana Mohsin Sabir for those inspiring words, inshallah. And as Maulana had rightly said, that though the media hasn't been reflecting on the Palestinian issue currently, we don't forget them. We don't forget our Palestinian brothers and sisters in whatever way possible to assist them. Most importantly, we continue with our special du'as for them. May Allah show us the day that Aqsa will be liberated, inshallah. The Palestinians will be free, inshallah. We continue to make that dua. In whatever other way we can be of assistance to them, inshallah, we continue to do so. As we had mentioned last week, that inshallah our today's collection will be for our winter blankets annually. Alhamdulillah, Allah has given us this opportunity to contribute to the ummah. The best of people are those who benefit others. The best of people are those who benefit others. And Allah is in the assistance of a fellow Muslim for as long as he is in the assistance of humanity. For as long as we are assisting anybody, Allah's continuous assistance will be on us, inshallah. So in this regard, we make a humble appeal, inshallah, that after the salah, the blanket collection will take place. The details are on the masjid board, on the poster outside. The cost of each blanket is 105 rand, inshallah. Brothers can contribute in the form of lillah, in the form of sadaqah, or if there is any other interest money that needs to be disposed of without the intention of thawab, inshallah, this is going to very poor and impoverished children that are in schools that don't have barely any food to eat, they don't have barely any clothes to wear. We know this 2-3 days was so cold. And how can we thank Allah enough for all the bounties and the amenities that Allah has blessed us with? When we go home, we have heaters and we have air-conditioned systems and we have blankets and we have lovely jackets that we wear and all this ni'mats and favors that Allah has given us. We think about those who don't have. We think about those who don't have in these cold days and cold nights, inshallah. We don't know that one blanket that we distribute, inshallah, and we give only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can also become our cause of our entry into Jannah, inshallah. So we make a humble appeal, inshallah, that inshallah the collection will take place and it will continue over the weekend as well. Cash, card, EFT, the details are all on the poster, inshallah, on Saturday as well, and on Sunday will be the final collection. Brothers can contact the imams or the brothers that are responsible in this regard. Jazakumullah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa habibana wa shafi'ana wa muta'ana wa maulana Muhammad sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه وذلك أضعف الإيمان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: arhamu ummati bi ummati Abu Bakr, wa ashadduhum fi amrillah Umar, wa asdaquhum haya'an Uthman, wa aqadahum Ali ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim wa an as-sahabati ajma'in. Warda Allahumma an a'immatil mujtahidin wa muqallidihim wa sadat as-sufiyyatil muhaqqiqin, wa 'anna ma'ahum bi'afwika wa karamika ya dhal judi wal karami. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا، أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر، لا إله إلا أنت. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى، سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى، الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا، قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا، والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى، صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله
salli ala sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa maulana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbi ighfir wa arham wa anta khayrul rahimin. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin. Alhamdulillah.